All right, take your Bible and turn to Ephesians chapter number 2. Ephesians chapter number 2. If you got your holy book, we'll look at verse number 4. He said, "But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in ages to come He might shew the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, and it not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." I want to preach about tonight in just a minute, if God will be our help, on His great love. Amen. His great love. He said, "But God, which is rich in mercy, for His great love, wherewith He loved us." He said, it's God Almighty who loved us enough that He come down and He ministered unto to us His great mercy. It's that rich mercy that God has to minister to His people. I'm glad God ministered my heart. I didn't even know I needed God for a long time. I thought I was running well, thought everything's all right. But I'm glad God ministered to my heart that great love because of a great mercy. Praise God. Wherewith He loved us. Now that means that He loved you and He loves me. But He doesn't love me, Brother Jeff, any more than He loves you. We serve a God tonight that loves every one of us equally. Because He is our Heavenly Father. He loves us and He cares for us and He's there to watch over us. But I praise His holy name for the way He speaks to our heart. He said that even when we were dead in sins. Now, a lot of people don't want to think about that. We don't want to think about how sorry no account we really are. Amen. And we want somebody to come in and pet on us and love on us and tell us how good we are. And if I could do that, I pray God I'd fill this place up. Amen. If I just pet on you and pat on you and love on you and tell you how wonderful you are. But see, I've got to preach the whole volume of the book because you're just like I am and we're all apt to sin. Amen. And so we got to find the equilibrium here in the Word of God in that great love wherewith He loved us. Praise God. While we were dead in sins, while we were rotten and no account, when we've done things that we oughtn't to do, amen, and we still do. Hello? Say, "Preacher, I can't believe you said that. You do things you oughtn't to do." Yeah, praise God. I still live in this flesh just like you. Amen. Hey, this flesh ain't saved. That man inside me, praise God, you know what happened? Because that great love, that He loved me, praise God, He changed something on the inside that bring glory to His name, and He brings to my attention my old sinfulness and helps me to be mindful of that every day. Come on now, stay with me. Don't you get to thinking that you're a whole lot better than Pastor Jeff. Amen. Just because I'm confessing my sin. Amen. Glory to God. We all sin comes short of the glory of God. Amen. Praise God. We all in the same boat. We were all, praise God, conceived in sin. We were all, as old David said, we were dead in sins. We were dead in our trespasses. We missed the mark so many times. Amen. But God come to where we were anyway. Now just imagine a God that loved us so much, His mercy and His grace was so much, so big, that He would come to know a sorry, rotten sinner, praise God, and move upon us and touch us in our head and in our heart, praise God, and let us know, glory to God, that He was there for us. And said, "He hath quickened us together with Christ." Now, I don't even feel worthy to be put on this, in the same sentence with my Savior. I'm like John, praise God. I'm not fit to stoop down and untie His sandals. Amen. He's my Savior's way up here, praise God, and I'm way down yonder. But God said, praise God, He said, hey, because of that great love that God had for us, that He quickened us together, praise God, that quickened means to be made alive, to be made revived, to be stirred down in our soul, to brought out of our sin through repentance, and put in a place and a relationship with Jesus Christ our Savior in the presence of the Father. Amen. I don't know about you, that's exciting stuff. Praise God, it don't get, hey, I'm just bringing it straight out of the book. Amen? It don't get much better than that. He said, by grace you're saved. Amen? He said, the marvelous grace of God, that unmerited favor. Hey, listen, I didn't deserve, I didn't do nothing to deserve being saved. Amen? You didn't do nothing to deserve being saved. You say, well, preacher, I did too. When that preacher said my name, I got up and I went to the altar and I fell down and I prayed. Amen. You did nothing to deserve grace. That unmerited favor of God, praise God. You couldn't do nothing good enough to earn that grace of God. Amen. You couldn't, I couldn't, we couldn't. But praise God, God gave it to us. He said, for by grace are you saved. He said, that's how you're saved. It's the grace of God that moves upon you. It's the grace of God that helps you to realize you're an old sinner. It's the grace of God that brings you from here to yonder. It's grace of God that brings you from yonder to yonder over yonder. Praise God so that He can bless your heart and be a blessing to you. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. I'm going places. Amen. As children of God, we're saved by grace and we're going somewhere. We can't get bogged down in this old life that we live, praise God. We realize here, praise God, He's quickened us together. Amen. With Christ Jesus, He's bringing us up out of what we used to be and putting us on a plane of what we can be. Amen. You know what's wrong with the churches today? The church today? Let me just pray. You know what's wrong with our church today? We get caught up and we settle for that's ordinary. That we think, you know, well, we've attained to a certain height and a certain perspective, and that we're just satisfied there. But God's telling us here in Ephesians chapter 2, praise God, that He's brought us, He saved us from earth. We were dead in trespasses and sins. He said, God's quickened us together with the Lord Jesus Christ. He brought us up out of that, and He started us on a journey to higher places. God's got higher aspects for us. Amen. Presentation that one day is going to be far higher than we are right now. Praise the Lord. He said, He hath raised us up together. He raised us up together. Amen. So when the Lord Jesus Christ rose up out of that tomb on that third morning, victorious over death and the grave, He said, then those that are in Christ Jesus, praise God, we rise up with Him. We move up into a different place, a different spectrum, a different height, a different category. We move up to a higher elevation in the eyes of an almighty God. Let me tell you something, young'uns. Tonight, don't let the devil and don't let your old flesh hold you down. Praise God for being what God could help you to be. Praise God, we need to realize that Paul told the Ephesians. He said, God saved you by His marvelous grace because of the great love He had for you so He could bring you up a little bit higher every day. Amen. Don't get bogged down in where we are. Praise God, looking for a higher plateau, if you will. Amen. In our relationship with God Almighty. Raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places, in Christ Jesus. So here He said He's raised us up together, and He made us, God, made us sit together in heavenly places, in Christ Jesus. How do we get to higher places? We get to higher places because we're in Christ Jesus. Because we've believed on Him. Amen? Now, we've explained the difference between believing in and believing on. You believe in Him as the Lord Jesus Christ come down from heaven, His divinity. We believe on Him, praise God, as our Lord and Savior. Amen. We trust Him, praise God. His death, burial, His resurrection. We believe that He died for our sins, rose up again victorious for my sin, your sin, praise God, so that you could be saved. Amen. Boy, we ought to shout that from the rooftops. Amen. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Everywhere we go, we say, God, the great love that God has for us, that He come to where we was, by His marvelous grace, we are saved by grace, that unmerited favor of God, so that He could be able to bring us up out of where we were, clean us up along the way. Well, glory, somebody jump up and shout. Clean us up along the way. Get away, get all those old things off of us that's a hindrance, that's a dragging us down, that's trying to hold us down. Get out from under that load, that burden, praise God. Take the burden of the Lord. Just believe that He is, and that we love Him, and He loved us, and He died for us, and He drove victorious over death to the grave, so you and I can rise up as well. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. What a Savior. What a Lord. I'm glad He's mine, ain't you? I belong to Him. He belongs to me. Praise God. I'm glad it's that way. But He said He raised us up together and made us sit together. Amen. I don't know about you. I know I got a weird imagination, Brother Bill. But I can just see God Almighty bringing us up to the height of His Son. His Son sitting at the right hand of the Father on high. Amen. And the Father says, hey, listen, Brother Bill Gibson down there, I want you to get him today. I said, you want to just raise him up, praise God. Get him to come up forward a little bit. I want him to scoot in there. Well, son, praise God. I want him to scoot in there beside the Son. Praise God for today. That's going to be his seat. That's where I want him to be. He said He made him to sit beside the Son. Praise God, in the portals of glory. I tell you, I don't know about you, that's exciting stuff. Amen. He made us sit together in heavenly places. Ain't that what it says? In Christ Jesus. Praise God. So that you could almost say that it wasn't your idea, it wasn't your decision to move you up to where God wants to and longs to move you up to. Amen. Somebody will get that. About bedtime 30, praise God, you'll get that and you'll sit right straight up and go, whoa, glory. Amen. Your spouse will think you lost your mind. Amen. Glory to God. I say, what's the matter with you? Amen. I think you got a real bad cramp in your leg or something. Amen. All it was, you realize, praise God, that God Almighty, not you, not me, praise God, not this world which we live, not your finances, watch what you have or don't have, but God Almighty is reaching down to where you have, got you in a loving embrace and pulling you up to where He is. Amen. That's why it's going to be so exciting when we get to heaven, because we're going to be in the presence of God. Amen. Throughout eternity. Never, ever to be separated again. Well, I tell you what, I get thinking about this, I get excited. Praise God. And made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. It's because of Jesus. And everything, Paul says, I am what I am by the grace of God. It's the grace of God that moved me up and helped me to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior and to begin to be motivated from inside. To have a relationship with Him. To love Jesus and love the Father. Amen. I tell you, I love Jesus and I love the Father and I love the Holy Spirit. Praise God. I like the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. Praise God. You get alone, praise God, and you study, you get alone in your prayer place and just get to talking to the Lord and the Holy Ghost just comes by. He just grabs you up in His arms, squeezes you up real tight. Praise God. Sometimes until the tears start running, the water starts running out of your eyes and you say, glory to God. He loves me. Amen. He loves me. Praise His name. Heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He said that in the ages to come. Now think about that. In the ages to come, the days are ahead. The months that are ahead. Amen. The years and the eons of time that are ahead. That's what He's talking about. See, he's not just talking about that day that day that we meet our demise and we go out of this world. That's just a brief moment in time frame. And if you're a child of God, it's just to say goodbye here and hello over yonder. Amen? To be absent from body is to be present with the Lord. Praise God. Amen? To go be with Him where He is. So that in the ages to come, those ages, those eons of time, when we depart out of here and time will be no more. Have you ever thought about that? You get out of this old world, Brother Bill, we won't have to have a timepiece no more. Hello? You won't have to know, hey, you won't have to worry about being late to get somewhere. Amen?
You're already
glory. Amen. Praise God. Hey, you're already in the best place that you'd ever be. Praise God. You've already departed out of this one. Moved on into the next one where you're going to be throughout eternity. See, the problem is we can't get in our minds what eternity is. Eternity is a long time. Amen. Times 110,100 times. Amen. It's a long time. Eternity's a long time. But we won't have to worry about time. He said in the ages to come, in that age, praise God, that we're looking for, an age that we should be expecting. Now, let me just stop a second and say this. If I was no lost sinner on my way to hell, I'd be scared. Amen? Come on. If I was no lost sinner, and I know people that's lost without God, hey, I fear for them. Because they're going to spend eternity in that same endless age. Amen? The only reprieve they'll get is when the great white throne judgment, when they come up out of there and they're judged for their sinfulness, out of everything that they think they did that was going to win them to get them in, and then they'll be cast into the lake of fire where they'll truly begin to live an eternity in torment. God help them. That in ages to come, praise God, they could be where we are. Praise God, where you can do that, Brother Bill, and holler out, say, glory to God. Hey, I don't have to worry about time. I'm going to be where I'm going to be my destination, praise God. I've been a place I've been heading for a long time. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Headed for a place called heaven that in the ages to come, He might shew the exceeding riches of His grace. To show, that's to put on display. Amen. That's what that word means. It means to be put on the display in order to prove. God's going to take us one day and He's going to put us on display and say, glory to God. Hey, praise God, this is mine. Praise God. This is what I've done for them. This is what they done for me. This is the relationship that we have. He's going to put us on display. Amen. Won't that be something? Did you ever think that one day you're going to be on God's trophy case? Amen. One day, praise God, you are going to be in God's trophy case. He's going to show you, He's going to put you on display. He's going to show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. That exceeding riches of grace. Grace is unlimited. God's grace is unlimited. Amen. God don't have a limit on His grace. He don't say, well, He said, I'm just going to give him just a little bit of grace and them just a little bit, and this just a little bit of grace. He said, praise God, I'm just pouring out my grace upon them. The unmerited favor, they don't deserve it, but I'm just going to give it to them. I'm just going to give them grace. I'm going to show them my mercy. I'm going to give them my love because of the great love that I have for them. And besides, hey, listen, I am their Heavenly Father. Amen. Samantha told me a while back, she said, Daddy, I don't know why you do that. She said, you spoil them rotten. You never did let us get by with stuff like that. Amen. That's a privilege of being a papaw. Amen. You spoil them and send them home. But God blesses us and he spoils us. Can I get a witness? God spoils us. He blesses us beyond measure. With all of His grace and His mercy and that tender love that He has for us, He spoils us. We're rotten. Amen? We're rotten. We come to the point where, like most kids, we don't even appreciate how spoiled we are. God's been good to every one of us. Far beyond, how many times He blessed you and you never took time to thank Him? Hello? Lots and lots of times. Amen. He's blessed us beyond measure. We didn't even take time to thank Him. But praise God, He continues to bless us anyway. Those blessings just keep coming. He said, because in the ages come, He might show His exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us. Amen. How does God do that? How does God show His kindness toward the riches of His grace to us through Christ Jesus? Let me just tell you a little story you may have never heard before. Kind of like my salvation. If I tell you about when I got saved. The Lord Jesus Christ was in heaven with the Father. They had a plan from the creation of the world. And they decided they was going to create man. Human beings. God's creation. One of the greatest creations. But God said, son, that's a good plan, but they're going to mess up. They are going to mess up. They're going to mess up all these plans that we have for them. They're going to mess them up. Now, we're going to make them a place. Going to have a little speck of dirt. We'll call it earth. And we're going to put them on earth. And we're going to put them in a magnificent garden where they won't have need of anything. Let's just call it the paradise of God. Sounds like a lovely place, doesn't it? But he said, but even in all that, so they're going to mess up. And for the son, what I'm going to have to do, I'm going to have to send you down there to fix it. He said, they're going to mess up. They're going to mess that up, and I'm going to have to send you down there. And Jesus said, Father, I'll go. Glory to God. He said, Father, I'll go. No, I don't have a problem with that. Amen. He loved us so much. He said, in the kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. It was the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. Hey, when He was on that, when they was taking up Golgotha's hill, when they was nailing Him on the cross, He could have called 10,000 legions of angels and, praise God, plucked Him out of there. But He had a plan and a purpose, praise God, that great love wherewith God loves us. He loved us, praise God, through His Son. And His Son said, I'll go and I'll be the price of sin and I'll save them, praise God, from all that. Praise the Lord, a great kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Through Christ Jesus, He came and He died and He gave His life, shed His blood, took all of our beating. Isaiah 52 said He was marred, His visage was marred more than any man. His appearance was marred more. How can you imagine that? I mean, you've seen the car wrecks and things where people were mangled up. But it said that Jesus' visage, His appearance was marred more than any man that was ever marred. And He did that for us. Praise God. That through Jesus Christ, amen, we have that we could be raised up in those days to show exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness. So you got the great love of God. You got the exceeding riches. You got the grace. You got His kindness. And it's all through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. It sounds like a plan, don't it? A plan that God has for you and He has for me. And then He lays it out exactly how it plays out in the eyes and the mind of an almighty God. He said, for by grace are you saved through faith. He said, that's how you get in. He said, for by grace, the grace of God. He said, that's applied to your heart and you're saved through faith. That's believing. That's trusting and relying on the Lord Jesus Christ. And that not of yourselves. That grace doesn't come from you. Amen. Newsflash. That grace comes from God and God alone. And Buddha don't have it. Amen. Muhammad don't have it. Confucius don't have it. They're all buried somewhere. They're all burned up and poured out somewhere. That's what they believe, that you burn them up. Amen. So that's where they're at. They're poured out somewhere. At least Jesus was put in a tomb so you could find Him, praise God, and He could rise up again victorious over death and the grave. Praise God. Said it's a gift of God. God does that for us because He loves us so much. Praise His name. That's not of works. You can't work your way in. Amen? You try to be the best person you can be. Without Jesus Christ, you'll go to hell. People don't like it to be that simple. People don't like it to be that straightforward, but it's a fact. If you've not been born again in the blood of Lord Jesus Christ, you've not had that new birth where you've died out of in the world through your sins and been born again through Jesus Christ as your Savior, you'll go to hell. People go, that's a fact. Said it's not of works. You can't work your way in. You can't be good enough to get in. But you can, praise God, once you get saved. You can begin to do things that's pleasing to God. He said, not of works, lest any man should boast. That's why it's not of works. If not, I'd say, bless God, I'm going to heaven. I done this, Brother Jeff, and I done this, and I done that, and you know, I done another thing, and it's all written down. God keeps good records, and I got that all down, and because of that, I'm going to go to heaven. You won't go to heaven for your good works. Amen? They'll say, have we not prophesied in your name? Have you not cast out demons in your name? He said, depart from me. I never knew you. Amen? They thought they'd done good works, but good works won't get you to heaven. Praise God. You can't boast on what you did, praise God. Hey, listen, all boasting Paul says that we can have is boasting in the Lord Jesus Christ and my infirmities. Because of my weaknesses and lack of strength, God Almighty's blessing me and lifting me up, and He's promised me a higher plane of living. Amen. Not of works. Not of works. He said, for we are His workmanship. Do you ever think of yourself as a workmanship? Workmanship of God. Amen. God's working on you. And when God's working on you, you're saved. God's working on you, and then you can work for Him. Without that, we don't know what to do. It doesn't fit. Amen. He said, we are His workmanship. Now watch His next three words, four words. Created in Christ Jesus. Amen. That's how we are His workmanship. We're His workmanship created in Christ Jesus. That's where we get started. That's where we get our start. Amen. It's kind of like an apprenticeship. You get in there, praise God, and you determine in your heart and your mind, praise God, that this is what you want to do. And through grace, you're saved, and then you begin that apprenticeship to follow in the footsteps of your Savior, praise, and we become His workmanship, and Christ begins to mold us and mentor to us and bring us to where He'd have us to be a help and to lift up His name. Amen. Praise God. It's not that hard. All you got to do is just believe on Lord Jesus Christ. Confess Him with your lips. Amen. But see, we're His workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works. See, that's where the good works begin to come in. When we're saved by the marvelous grace of God. Hey, praise God. And He begins to pour out that great love wherewith He loved us. And we begin to be to be set together, rose up together with Christ Jesus in the heavenly places. And we begin to be presented and prepared, praise God, for the ages to come. See, God's not just preparing us for the here and now. See, God thinks outside the box. I went to the doctor the other day, and they was doing an evaluation. And he pulled up my report and everything I've had done on my body since 2006. And you know what he told me? He said, Mr. Massey, we're going to have to think outside the box. I said, okay, whatever we got to do, amen, to think outside the box. We need to think outside the box, praise God. We need to think that God is so much bigger than we count on to be. But He said, we are His workmanship in Christ Jesus unto good works. He said He'll help us to do things that will bring honor and glory to His name. That's all that matters. That's the only thing that's going to be recorded in heaven. All this worldly stuff. You know, you can work your fingers to the bone in this world. And it's good, it's honorable to work. You should. The Bible says, told Adam, he said, now that you messed up and got messed up your paradise, now you're going to have to get it by the sweat of your brow. You can't count on somebody else. You can't count on the government to pass it out to you. You got to get it by the sweat of your brow. You got to get in there and get it. Amen? That's what he said. The work that we do. And he said, we're creating Christ Jesus unto good works. He said, what we do now, praise God, we do for God's glory. We get in there and we dig and we press and we keep on. Praise God, keep it on until we get finished. Till God says enough. And he calls him. He said, boy, man wants to die and I have this judgment. Amen. He said, Paul said, we just need to finish our course. Just keep pressing for the finish line. Amen. He said, for we are his workmen, creating Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained. Now watch this, before ordained, or it was ordained before, is predetermined that we, you and I, should walk in them. Amen? So that workmanship in Christ Jesus, that was created in Christ Jesus, we should continue to work at, under good works. Because no matter what we work for to try to have here, we don't take any earthly things with us. Amen. Hey, they can take your coffin and they can stuff it full of gold and goodies, but galore. But the only thing that'll matter, praise God, at that time is what me and you, you and I, do for the Lord. Amen. That's the only thing that's going to be counted. That's the only thing that's going to be accredited to you. What you and I do for the Lord. So Paul's telling them here in Ephesians chapter 2 that because of our old sinfulness and wickedness, he said, but we've been quickened and made alive. He said, now we get a second chance at life. I pray God like we've never had it before to allow Jesus Christ to be our Lord and Savior. He said, we're quickened together in Christ. By grace you're saved. We've been raised up together. We've been made to sit together with Christ Jesus in heavenly places. I praise God. And one day in the ages to come, we'll be presented, praise God, with our Savior in glory. Amen. That ought to be exciting. That ought to be exciting. But you know, it's sad though, Brother Bobby, in the day and hour we live, it don't excite us no more. Because our aspect of heaven, praise God, has slipped away from us. We're so bogged down. Now listen to me and I'm done. We're so bogged down in this world which we live, praise God, we can't get our mind over on the other side. Amen? We can't get our mind, our thinking, we can't get our thought train, praise God, away from this old world and get our mind over on the other side. I want to tell you, youngest, praise God, one day in a little while, I'm going to turn loose over on this side and I'm going to go be with Jesus. Praise God, I'm going to take me laps. Hey, I used to love to run. I run cross country every year when I was in high school. And boy, I used to like to run. Praise God, I'd just take off and run. You ever see that movie, Forrest Gump? Run, Forrest, run. Sometimes, praise God, I'd just take off and run. I'd run from the house out to the school, have wrestling practice for two and a half hours, and jump back, praise God, and then run back to the house. My mother said, I'll come get you. I said, I'll be all right. I like to run. Praise God, I get that glorified body like unto my Savior. What I feel down in my soul's turned loose up there. Praise God, they better just get out of the way. Amen. Praise God, run and shout and praise God throughout the ages. You say, preacher, you'll get tired of that. Praise God. Hey, listen, I don't get tired of it here. My body gets tired, but I don't get tired of doing it. Amen. I love to brag on Jesus. I love the Lord Jesus Christ. I love for Him to touch my soul, my spirit. I love for Him to stir me, praise God, down the very fibers of my being. It's a good thing. I can't wait till one day I get that body and I'll be able to stand it. Amen. And Brother Bill, then He's just going to pour it out on us. He'll get us up under that spout where the glory comes out. Praise God. He'll load our little cart plumb slap full. Amen. Be wound up, praise God, like one of them spring winders underneath that spout, and then God turn us loose. So we'll watch Him go. Amen, praise the Lord. You say, you're crazy. That's all right, just leave me alone. I'm crazy about my Jesus. I've got a hope, praise God, that's out of this world because of the great love, His great love that He has for me. Jesus done that for me. God the Father done that for me. The Holy Spirit brought that to me. And boy, I thank him for it, don't you?